Okay, this is Karen Brewster and Caroline Gullifson again, continuing on January 5th, 2020. And now we're going to look at some of the photographs that her niece, Kathleen Metcalf, provided to Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park and see what Carolyn remembers about these pictures, or has to say about them. So the first one is 1387.jpg. And it's this man with the horses. And you think that might be...
my dad or my uncle.
If I can, let's see if I can zoom in a little bit.
Because my uncle and my dad look so much alike.
Yeah, you said that you got used to get them confused. Yeah, I can't make it any... Any idea...
why they would be around a horse?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
And Teeny gave you that photo?
Yeah, these are all from her. From your family. Can you see that okay? This is Bayview Dai Maybe. Does that look familiar to you?
No, not really.
Okay. Let's see if I can... Oh.
Now, I saw my grandparents.
Okay. Well, we'll get there. So this says Charlene Skagway.
Is this us? In Skagway?
It says Charlene. Who's Charlene? Do you know who Charlene is?
She was... the one Charlene was my sister's friend, but maybe they were up there. I don't know who it is.
Okay. This says Cousin Mary Ellen Flynn,
yeah.
1959.
She was just down for my party.
Okay.
She lives up in Chehalis, Washington.
Okay. And
that's Mary Ellen.
And so her, how is she related? How is she your cousin?
My uncle Owen in Skagway, who was quite attached to me until he got married. It's her daughter.
His daughter.
His daughter.
Okay, Uncle Owen. I forgot to ask you about Owen in the interview. You talked about Willie. What about Owen?
He was Willie's brother and younger, and he was the one that would take me around a lot in Skagway. I'd tag around.
With Owen, too?
Yeah.
And what did he do?
He was an accountant for the city.
Of Skagway?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay.
That's good of Mary Ellen.
Yeah.
She doesn't look like that now.
No. It says it was 1959 on the title of the picture. Do you recognize the where it might be by the wallpaper or the chair?
No, I don't. I think it's her own place, probably.
Okay. So did she grow up in Skagway also?
I know.
No?
She grew up in Seattle.
In Seattle, okay. So Owen married and moved to Seattle?
Yeah.
Did he marry somebody from Skagway?
Yeah. He married Isabel Oberle was her name. And there were a couple just had the one daughter.
Okay. This is his Creekside. It's not a very clear picture.
It looks like my mom there, but...
Here with the lace?
No, in the middle.
The white shirt there?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I can't tell much else about the picture.
Yeah, it's not a very clear picture.
That's
Ellen and Patrick Flynn.
Yeah.
These are your grandparents?
This is my grandparents. Patrick and, well, her name was Ellen, Patrick and Ellen Flynn.
What did you call them?
I called her Nana and him Papa, I think.
Okay. She does not look very happy in that photo.
No, she never looked happy.
I wonder what year this might have been taken. Is this what you remember them looking like when you went there to visit?
Yeah, and I was just, you know, like 5, 6 years old the first. Right. Then after that, they'd send me up there every year.
Right. But this would be about when you were there visiting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is older girl shading eyes is Helen Grease.
That's Uncle Owen there.
This man with the white tie and by the donkey. Okay. Let me just see. Girl shading.
I'm trying to see if some of the other guys are...
So Owen is in white tie.
Too old for me to...
Okay. Now, the title of the picture says, Girl Shading Her Eyes is Helen Grace Flynn. So, this little girl in white, would that be your mom?
No, I don't think so. This looks more like my
mom. Oh, the older, the adult.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, far right, older girl, shading eyes. Okay.
Because Owen was a few years younger than my mom.
Okay. So the in the back on the far right with the, like, flowered skirt on.
Yeah, okay. That's my mom.
Any idea where that is?
No, it could be somewhere on the Flynn property up there.
Mm-hmm. Did they have donkeys?
No, they didn't.
Because that looks like a donkey, not a horse.
It does.
Well, there's two. There's two donkeys. There's another one over here with
and
these
horses. And here's a dog.
Oh, right. Yeah, that building behind them, you don't recognize that?
No, I don't.
Okay. And the other boys. Okay, First Communion, Helen Grace Flynn.
Yeah.
That's your mom, right?
Yeah.
So how old would she maybe have been for First Communion?
She looks like she would be about 13 there.
Okay. And to me, that background, it looks like it was done in a studio with this fence and the flowers in the background.
Yeah, it does.
Was there a photo... A professional photo studio in Skagway?
I think there was somebody that did it, yeah.
You don't...
But I don't know.
Okay. She's very pretty. Your mother.
Yeah, she was.
Frosch, July 15th, 1914.
Ticket office.
Yeah, that's the White Pass and Yukon Railway ticket office. And then, I don't know who these people are. It says Frosch and somebody.
It's who and somebody?
Frosch, F-R-O-S-H.
Oh.
Do you know who that was?
That's the guy.
I don't know. I don't know which one it is.
No.
If that name is familiar.
That looks like my mom a little bit.
Okay.
I don't, not sure it was. Because her hair wasn't that dark. But.
Uh-huh. And the guy, you don't recognize?
No, I don't.
Do you know what year your mother was born?
No, I don't.
Okay. I don't know if the name...
We could call George.
Well, we might. But her nickname was Nellie. She didn't have any other nicknames that you know of as a kid?
No.
Okay. Well, this is the gravestone of your grandparents.
Oh, Ellen Flynn.
Patrick and Ellen Flynn. Yeah. Oh, so this says, so Patrick died in 1935.
And she did too.
Yeah, it's hard to read in the crack, but okay.
Because she, he only lasted about 10 days after her.
Oh, she died first. Okay. 1862 and 1869. Yeah, he was a few years older than her. Can you tell me, do you know anything about the star and the wreath on the gravestone? That design?
No, I don't. And I don't know what outfit it would be like, because they were Catholic.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering. They were Catholic.
Yeah, and that looks more like a...
To me, that looks like a Jewish star.
Yeah.
Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I wondered if you knew anything about it, if it was...
No,
the symbol of a fraternal organization.
All I know is they were pure Irish.
Yeah. Yes, well, Patrick Flynn sounds pretty... So this is Helen Flynn and Brother Willie.
Helen Flynn? Yeah, that's my mom.
Okay.
And that's Brother Willie.
Okay.
Didn't look like her there.
It says 1959.
Yeah, because she had her... hair dark, and usually it was lighter gray.
You know? Oh, okay. Well, maybe she colored it. Do you recognize the couch or so, where that might have been?
No, I don't. And that looks like just a bed pillow without a cover.
Yeah. Her dress is beautiful, this coral pink.
Yeah, it is.
Very stylish and with a...
And it looks very good on her.
Yeah, and I don't know if those are diamonds she's wearing or sparkly jewelry. She looks very sophisticated.
Oh, I think the picture might have been when he was on a visit to Juneau, to our place.
So where did he live?
Skagway.
Oh, he stayed living in Skagway.
Yeah.
Okay. So
there is my mom.
Helen Grace Flynn McCosker, PP photo.
She looked a lot like her dad.
Uh-huh. Now, did she work in Juneau?
Yes, she did. After my dad passed, she went to work in the women's store. It was called Stevens, and they had beautiful clothes in there.
Okay. That's right. You mentioned...
And us girls used to go there after work and pick out if they got in new dresses we'd get.
You'd get a new dress?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I wondered, because in this picture, it almost looks like she's wearing a uniform.
Yeah, it does, but she isn't.
She isn't.
Probably got a suit on.
Okay. So this is
That's her
queen...
on the 4th of July.
Right, okay.
Because she was queen of the 4th, and those were her maidens or helpers.
Yeah. Did she ever talk about that, being the queen?
No, she never did. And there was a bigger picture of this at the Met guests took over our home. The rest of us moved out, and they all moved in there. This was a bigger picture on the wall, and it got lost with several pictures they put in the basement, and we never did find them.
And that's Teenie's family?
Yeah.
Her parents?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they might
and
be...
And my parents.
Okay.
No, not my parents.
No. Your sister?
My sister-in-law. Or my sister and my brother-in-law.
That's who the Metcalfs are.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, this is a great photo. It's just beautiful. I don't know what year that would have been.
No, I don't either. It doesn't say
it. No, it doesn't say in the picture. I wondered if your mom sewed her own outfit. This queen outfit.
No, she didn't sew.
Okay. And you probably don't know the names of those other two gals.
No, I don't.
Yeah, okay. So this is image 1785.
There's my mom, and I'm trying.
Go ahead, you can.
Looks like Bess McAllister, who was married to my uncle.
Oh,
they're sister-in-laws.
Okay, so what was her first name?
Her name was Bess.
Okay.
McAllister. She was married to my uncle, who was the customs man.
So to Lauren.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, did she live in Skagway also?
For a while before they moved up to, before he got the job at Lake Bennett.
So then where did she go? Did she go with him to Lake Bennett? You said he brought his daughter up there.
He did. It was her daughter, but they divorced.
Oh, okay.
I think just before he moved to Lake Bennett.
And so where did she go?
She went to Seattle.
Okay.
And then she met a guy down there she married.
Yeah, so your mom's the one in the front.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see, I'm starting to recognize her now.
Okay. Yeah, and...
This... Oh, go ahead.
Isn't that cute?
Jeff Prather.
Do you Who's know that?
It says Jeff Prather. P-R-A-T-H.
Prather.
Prather.
Jeff Prather. Yeah, now he's just starting to get Alzheimer's. Oh. And he's young. He's too young to...
And so who is he?
Who is he?
Yeah.
Jeff Prather.
Yeah, but who... Is he related to you, or...?
Yeah, he's my nephew.
Okay.
He's my sister's son, and she's passed away.
And which sister?
Kay. Kathleen.
Okay. So they were visiting Skagway, I guess... Because it says it's in Skagway.
And it looks like Skagway, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I wasn't with them. But...
Yeah. That's the same picture. Okay. Jim and Caroline Skagway, 1918, it says.
Yeah, that's before we went to Juneau. Because I was 4 years old when we went to Juneau.
Yeah, so this is your dad and baby you?
Yeah.
Okay. But it says 1918, but you weren't born till 1919, right?
Right.
In December 1919.
Uh-huh.
So this would have to be after that. Maybe 1920.
Yeah, it would have to be.
You only look a few months old, maybe.
Unless he was holding another baby, but I can tell that's
me. That's you? Okay.
Yeah.
Jim McAllister, an unknown man.
Oh, and that's, his last name was, or his first name was Wilbur, but I don't remember. He was a friend of my dad.
So which is your dad? On this, the right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The best looking one.
Yes. He is very good looking. And then the other guy was, Wilbur,
yeah.
Somebody. Do you recognize that sign they're standing in front of?
Souvenir postcards.
Fishing tackle, guns, ammunition, candy.
Alaska
something. And it looks like at the top it was torn off. It says something moccasins and baskets.
Oh. No, but I think it was in Juneau. Because I don't remember him knowing this guy in Skagway.
Okay. Do you remember how they knew each other or what Wilbur did?
No, I just remember Wilbur coming to our house quite often.
Okay. So this is Jim McAllister cows. Does that look familiar?
I wonder if that's down in Juneau.
What did I just do? Now I have to go through all of them. I messed up. Okay, I'll make it bigger.
There it is.
Yeah, let me make it bigger. This computer drives me crazy.
It looks like it's down in Juneau.
Okay. I hit the wrong thing and this computer has a mind of its own. Were there cows down in Juneau?
horses, you mean?
No, this cow. Let's go back to the cow picture.
Yeah, there was cows in Juneau out at the dairy.
There was a dairy in Juneau?
Yeah. There we go. But that looks like Skagway there.
With Jim McAllister cows, so you think that was Skagway? Where would he, your dad have been with cows in Skagway?
I don't know. Like in Juneau, it would have been out by the airport. No, they had a dairy there.
Okay.
And it was called, forget the people's name, but I did know it at one time. Mm-hmm.
Did your dad ever go out to Dyea? Could that have been cows in Dyea?
I don't know.
Or cows, your grandparents didn't have cows.
No.
But you said that family across the river.
Yeah, where but you he went. Never went there.
Your dad never went there, okay.
No.
Okay, this is Jim McAllister, Willie Owen, Helen, Ellen, and this is the Flynns and McAllisters.
Yeah, like that's my dad, Owen, and who's that?
Which is Willie and which is Owen?
This is Owen.
The first, so we go left to right.
And I think that's Jim. Willie and my mom squeezed in there okay. by my grandma.
So the first, that's Owen,
yeah.
Willie, Nellie, their mom Ellen.
Yeah.
And their dad, Patrick.
Yeah.
The whole Flynn.
That's in Skagway.
Okay. Looks like they were quite relaxed. Your grandfather doesn't even have a coat on.
No, coat not, on. Well, the summertime, probably.
Yeah. Okay. This says Kay and Lil on the train.
Kay and who?
Lil, L-I-L.
Oh, yeah.
So who are they?
Lillian Nyman.
Lillian Nyman?
Yeah.
N-Y-M-A-N?
Yeah.
And who's Kay?
Kay is my sister next to me.
Oh, Kathleen?
Yeah.
And she went by Kay?
Yeah.
K-A-Y?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So is that the White Pass train?
Yeah, I think they were in Skagway.
Okay. Is that what you remember the old train cars looking like?
Yeah.
Okay. So who was Lillian Nyman?
She was a friend of Kay's. She lived in Juneau near Kay. She must have been up there with her.
So maybe they went to Skagway on a visit?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is Kay and Lillian at the Alaska border.
The Alaska...
Alaska border, that's what... Alaska boundary.
Yeah.
Is what that sign says that they're standing by. So, maybe the same trip on the train?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they... How old... which one's your sister?
This one here.
On the right.
Yeah. Lillian was her best friend.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, on this first one with them on the train, which is which?
This is Kay.
The first one on the left?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, it looks like... I don't know if it's the same trip or not, but...
Yeah, that's the same there.
Yeah. So they must have taken the train as tourists and posed for their picture at the border. Okay.
Oh, Willie looks mad there.
Yeah, this is the...
Probably mad at me for something I did.
So this is Willie K. Ellen.
Willie Flynn. This is me.
Oh, that's you. That's not Kay. It says, okay.
Let's see.
And then your grandma, Ellen?
Yeah. I'm trying to be sure that's... could be K.
It says K in the caption, but I don't. That doesn't mean it's right. That's why we're showing them to you to confirm.
I think it is K.
So that was the year she came to visit in the summer in Skagway?
I don't know when. She didn't even know she and Lillian were up there.
No, no, well, this is Kay as a young girl.
Yeah.
You said she came one summer with you. Could that have been the summer she came?
No, we were much younger.
Oh. Well, then maybe that's you.
It could be. In a way, it looks like Kay, though.
Okay.
Doesn't it say up there?
Well, I know, but I don't...
Yeah, it says Kay.
I know, but I don't trust it.
Yeah.
I trust your identifications.
Yeah.
And so was that Willie's car?
Yeah. And that's Nana, we called her, and Owen.
Mm-hmm.
He was her younger, the baby. Right. She always favored him over.
She favored Owen?
Yeah.
He was the baby. So Lillian, unknown woman.
Now there's Kay. I don't know who.
So that's Lillian on the left?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and this is Mary Ellen and her mother.
Oh, okay. So this woman in the middle is...
Isabel Oberly.
O-B-E-R-L-Y?
No, O-B-E-R-L-E.
Oh, okay. Oberly. Flynn, she married...
She married Owen Flynn. Right.
And then that's her daughter.
And that's her daughter, Mary Ellen.
Mary Ellen.
She was just down here for my party.
Right, so that's Mary Ellen as a little girl.
Yeah.
And then the woman on the right is Kay?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is Kay's friend, Lily.
Right, okay. Great. Well, you see, they had unknown woman child. See, so you...
Yeah, this is
that's
great. Lily and Nyman.
Right, and that's Isabel and... Mary Ellen.
Yeah.
Great. Little boy by house.
Now that's in Skagway, so I wouldn't know. Unless it was Owen or Willie.
Okay.
Looks more like it would be Owen.
Looks like he's wearing a pith helmet.
Yeah.
Little boy in hat.
Yes. Oh, I can tell for sure it's Owen. What does it say up here?
It just says little boy in hat.
Oh.
It doesn't say who it is. So you think that's Owen?
Owen Flynn.
Okay. So let's go back and see. Yeah, it's probably the same time that both pictures.
See if he still has that jacket on. Oh, no, he's got...
It's slightly different.
Look at the way he has that button.
What he has is, does he have his pants buttoned to his shirt button?
Yeah, looks like it.
And then he has this little belt that looks like a Ranger's...
Looks like the pants were way too big.
Yeah, but it looks like a Ranger's belt or something. It's a funny...
Yeah.
That's what I was going to see if it's on the... The hat looks sort of the same on both pictures. But who knows?
Yeah, the hat looks similar. Does it have that braid on it?
I can't tell.
No, I can't.
I can't tell it. So little boy who? Who might this be?
Little boy.
They don't know who it is.
Skagway jog.
So who might this little boy be? I'm wondering if that's Owen again.
That kind of looks like Owen to me.
And he's wearing
that same belt.
And the same buttoning of his pants to
his
shirt. Yeah. It's a little bit blurry picture, but... So that would be in Skagway, right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Now, I don't know if you can see this.
That's in Skagway, my mom and her brother Owen.
Okay, this is Mamie and Willie. So that's Nellie and... You said that was Owen or Willie?
It's Owen. Does it say Willie?
It says Willie at the top, but you said Owen. You said Willie was older, right?
Yeah.
It's hard to. I can't really make it bigger.
It looks more like Owen to me.
Okay. He's holding a cat.
Pardon?
He has a cat in his arms.
Oh.
So this was when they were growing up. This was before your mom was married, right?
Yeah.
And so this says Mammy, M-A-M-M-I-E.
Yeah.
That's what...
the Metcalfs called her.
Okay, Metcalfs, okay. So that was Grandma. What did your kids call her?
Who?
What did your children call their grandmother?
We called her just Mammy, too, I think.
Yeah, okay. It's a wonderful photo.
It is.
Mammy one.
And that's her again. In Skagway. I would say, does it say Juneau?
No, it doesn't say anywhere.
Oh. What,
yeah. But given her age.
Yeah.
I would say she looks like she's a teenager.
Yeah, she does.
So Mamie and Caroline at the Flynn's in Skagway.
Yeah.
So that's you and your mom, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
And do you recognize the house you're...
Yes, I do. That was the front porch where all the plants and things were kept.
Oh, okay, so that was your grandparents' house.
Yeah.
And it does say 1920, and that probably fits about your age.
Yeah.
And is there a dog there? I think that's a dog.
Black... Rover, they had a black dog.
Okay. That's a very nice... I love your mom's hat there.
Yes.
She's very stylish.
And her coat.
Yeah, I was noticing her shoes, too. Quite fancy.
There she is,
Mammy
with
and Caroline.
And she's not dressed up.
No. That's so cute.
Little boots I have on.
I know, and I love your little hat.
Yeah, it's cute.
And but your mom, she's there was another picture of her too with this.
I think they wore those.
It wasn't like a sleeping cap. It was just like...
No, I saw them not long ago in a movie where they were wearing those.
Okay. Mamie and Friends.
Let's see. That's Mamie and that's the Skagway house. But I'm not sure who that
so could. So your mom is here on the left?
Yeah.
Okay. And you don't know who the other people are?
No.
But it is Skagway.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Mamie and Jim and question mark. So.
There's my dad. And that's someone else, and here's my mom.
Okay.
But this couple, I don't know who they were.
So the man on the far right is your dad?
Yeah.
And then a question mark. The woman with the bow and...
That's my mom.
Well, no. Which one's your mom? Next to your dad?
No. In the one right here.
Okay, on the left.
They separated.
Your boy, yeah.
This is her husband, probably.
Right. But you don't know who they are.
No, I don't. They're Skagway people, so.
Okay.
Does it say Skagway there?
No, it just says Mamie and Jim.
Oh.
And they didn't know who the other two people might be.
Here is in June.
Mamie Pat Caroline.
Out at the beach. It's May.
Okay, wait a second. Let's go start on the left there.
Oh, okay.
So I can keep track.
My mom.
Equals mom. Okay.
And Pat, Patricia, and Kay.
Okay.
And me and my dad.
That's an awesome picture. Your dad was very handsome.
He was what?
Your dad was very handsome.
Yeah, he was.
So this was at the beach in Juneau?
Yeah.
Do you know which beach? Like...
Ock Beach.
Oh, okay.
That's where we used to go quite often.
It's a great family picture. Although your sister Kay does not look super happy.
No, she doesn't.
Any idea how old you might have been in this picture?
No, I haven't. Though I would say about 5.
Okay.
What would you say?
So your sister, Patricia, she looks like 2, maybe.
Yeah, well, Kay was next, and she's missing.
No, she's here in the middle.
Oh.
So your sister Patricia,
yeah,
this little, the youngest here,
yeah,
to me she looks like she might be about 2.
Yeah.
And how many years between you and Patricia?
I'm not sure, but how old did you think I was then?
You said 5. I think you might be a little older. But I don't know what you looked like back then.
6. Well, yeah. Then she would be... what? 3, I would think.
Okay.
Not quite 3, maybe.
Okay, yeah, that fit. That looks about right. I was just trying to figure out what year this might have been approximately.
Yeah.
So that helps. Okay, Mary Ellen and Kay.
Mary Ellen?
It says Mary Ellen and Kay Skagway.
Oh.
Does that look like Mary Ellen, the girl in the dress?
Yeah.
Okay. So she's on the left, and that's Kay in the pants.
And that's in Seattle?
It says Skagway.
It does?
Yeah, I recognize this mountain in the back. That looks like a Skagway mountain that I've seen before.
Oh, yeah, so probably. Yeah.
But you don't know where, and you don't recognize this. This is when Kay was older, so.
Yeah.
So Mary Ellen Flynn and Jeff in Skagway.
Mary Ellen Flynn and who?
Jeff.
Oh, Jeff. Yeah, he's my nephew.
So that would be Jeff
Prather.
Prather. That's Skagway, but I'm looking at this old building behind them.
Yeah.
Or where this bench was.
Because the bench is all new, but...
Yeah.
Doesn't look familiar to me.
Okay. So, Mary Ellen, Kay, and Lil Skagway Pass.
Yeah, that's Skagway. I'm pretty sure when they were up there, Mary Ellen was probably there.
Yeah, I think this little girl here.
Yeah.
That's probably Mary Ellen.
Yeah.
So that's, and then Kay in the middle.
Right.
And then Lil.
Nyman.
Lil and Nyman. So that's left to right. And they're, what are they on?
It looks like on the railroad they had these, I don't know, that looks like a truck there, but the wheels. No, here, see, that's the railroad.
Yeah, they're on the railroad. But it doesn't look like, you know, the fancy car they were in the picture before. Did they have little...
Yeah, they had little cars that you went on.
Oh, little car, not the hand pump kind, but little separate car things. What are those called?
Yeah, they weren't the hand pump, right. But they were pulled by another car, I think.
Okay. And that was sort of for the tourists?
Pardon?
Was that for tourists they did that?
Was that for what?
For the tourists, for visitors. Did they have this thing or...
Oh, no, not for visitors. It was just for baggage and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
They probably let the kids on it.
Yeah.
My grandpa worked on that stuff, and he would have let the kids go on it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what year this looks like. It might be in the 40s, the clothing they're wearing.
Yeah, it does.
And how old Kay might be. She looks like she's in her 20s.
Yeah, she looks like she's about 23 or 24, because I think she was married at 25 or 24.
McAllister Declaration of Intention. This is
James Kerr McAllister.
Yeah, this was your father's declare under oath. He was born in Vancouver. Oh, this has when he was born. June 16th, 1892. Now reside in Juneau. Immigrated to BC on the Princess Sophia. Wife is Helen Grace
Flynn.
Right. She was born in Tacoma. Now resides in Juma. It's to say about...
No, she was born in Tacoma.
Yeah, that's what it says. She was born in Tacoma. And it is my bona fide intention to renounce forever all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state, or sovereignty. So that was saying that he was going to be an American.
Oh, yeah.
And this was May of 1914. May 12th, 1914.
Oh. Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay.
Because he had to take out papers and to become an American.
Yeah, I think that's what this is. This is, says he renounces his allegiance to
Canada.
To George the Fifth, King of Britannia and Ireland. So that would have been King of Canada was part of the British Empire in 1914.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, so he was denouncing his Canadian connection. Oh, that's you guys again on the beach. Nellie Flynn and Friends, Skagway, 1913.
Yeah, my dad isn't in that.
No, she hadn't met him. He wasn't there yet. So which is your mom?
This one here.
With the white...
Yeah.
Okay, so the first woman on left. You recognize the other people?
No, I don't. She's very attractive, but I don't recognize.
The other woman has a big cross on her neck. But these must be her friends from growing up in Skagway.
Yeah.
So here is taken June 10th, 1913 by Mr. Burden.
And who's that?
I don't know. It doesn't say. Oh, no. HGF. That would be your mom, right? Helen Grace Flynn?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm trying to figure out the other one.
So, which is your mom? The one in the front here?
No, this is my mom.
The one
here.
In the back. Okay.
Yeah.
Well... It must have been a friend of hers.
Yeah, it must have.
But you don't recognize.
Well, I wasn't even born.
No, I know, but if they'd stayed friends and it was somebody who used to come visit, who she was friends with later, if you were, could have been anybody that looks familiar.
Yeah.
I wonder where in Skagway that is.
Or it could be in Juneau, couldn't it?
Well, 1913, your mother was still in Skagway.
Oh. I'm trying to figure out where it would be. It
looks like that might be the river over here on the left.
Yeah, it does.
Do you ever heard of a Mr. Burden? B-U-R-D-O-N?
And friend, does it say?
No, it says, the photo was taken by Mr. Burden. B-U-R-D-O-N.
Oh, no.
You don't know who that is? Okay.
Oh, look at that nice house.
Flynn, what? The Flynn house.
Oh, that was the Flynn house when they first got it, because they changed it around a little, the color and everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think this looks like maybe the Flynn house more recently. That it's it's a color picture and it looks all fixed up. But that's the house. That was your grandparents' house?
Yeah.
And from the back, right?
No, this would be the front porch, I think.
Okay. But it's been changed a little bit, huh? This looks a little different.
Yeah. It seems like that other picture way back had that same thing there in front of it.
Oh, okay. Uncle Bill.
Yeah, he's all dressed up. I think he's in Seattle then.
So was this Willie? Uncle Bill would be Willie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does it say Seattle?
No, it doesn't say where it is.
Oh.
But you think it might be Seattle?
Yeah.
Uncle Willie in a tie.
Yeah, and he looks more bald there than he was.
Yeah, he looks, he's fairly elderly in this picture.
He never drank much, so I don't know what he's doing in there.
Do you recognize where he might be?
No, I don't.
Well, I was wondering, he has this bow tie and the striped vest, and looks like it has a star on it, like a old sheriff, like he was in costume.
Oh, yeah, he could be acting.
Did Skagway have kind of a old-time day celebration where people dressed up?
Yeah, they did.
Okay. Or did he ever act in one of the recreations of the
Not
Soapy Smith?
That I know of, but it's possible he could have.
Okay. Because I know they always had that Soapy Smith show where they...
Yeah.
Old time days, whatever it's called.
That was later on they had that.
Okay, so here's
Uncle. When I was younger, they never had it.
All right, here's Uncle Willie.
Yeah.
A younger Uncle Willie. Unidentified couple Skagway.
Let's see. That lady looks familiar. But the guy doesn't.
Okay. Maybe they were somebody's friends.
Yeah.
Walter, Mammy, an unknown man.
Yeah, who is that guy? And the little dog they have.
And the little dog.
Oh, I know, it's Nellie, was our boarder. And this is my Uncle Walter. He was the oldest of the McAllister brothers, and he shot himself up in Yukon Territory.
Oh.
He had been to the doctor and told he had cancer.
So he shot himself.
Yeah.
So what did he do in the
He was a miner. He just and trapper. He was just an outdoorsman.
Yeah. So he was one of your dad's six brothers who'd come over from the East. Okay.
He was the eldest brother.
Okay.
And this was Mel, our boarder at Juneau. In Juneau, we had this bigger house and we took in a boarder.
Okay, and that's your mom in the middle, right?
Yeah.
You don't remember Mel's last name?
No, I...
Or what he did? Do you remember what he did?
No, I don't. I know he had a job in Juneau, but...
So was this picture taken in Juneau, you think? Or is this Skagway?
That's in Juneau.
Okay. So Uncle Walter had come to visit Juneau, huh?
Yeah.
You remember him coming to visit?
Yes, I do.
He's also a very handsome man.
Yeah, he was.
I like his trapper boots. Those knee-high lace-up boots.
He was a handsome guy. Just too bad that he shot himself.
Yeah. Was he very old?
No, I would say he was in his early 60s when he shot himself. But I don't know for sure.
When Mel stayed with you guys, about how old would you have been?
He boarded with us.
Right.
I was about probably 11 or 12, I think.
Okay. Gives me a date, time frame.
Because I know I didn't like him. I always thought that he had a crush on me.
Oh.
Which he probably didn't, but I didn't like him.
Yeah, it made you feel uncomfortable, probably. Yeah. Okay, White Pass and Yukon Train, 1965. The interior of the train car.
1965?
Right.
That's getting pretty up there.
Yeah. So, this is another White Pass Railroad, 1965.
Yeah, that'd be around Skagway.
That's the view on part of the train. So somebody in the family obviously went and took the train in 1965 and took these color photos, but it wasn't you.
It wasn't what?
It wasn't you.
No.
This is another one, White Pass, 1965, showing the trestle of the tracks. Willie and Mary Ellen.
Golden North Coffee Shop. There's the Golden North Hotel. But I can't tell who's with Willie there. Mary Ellen.
It says Mary Ellen.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So they're at the sign for the Golden North, but the building that's behind them, is that the Golden North building behind them?
It must have been.
It doesn't look right, but maybe I've seen it. It's changed.
Well, I think it's the back of the building.
Oh, okay.
But why would they have the sign?
Yeah, there? I was wondering if the hotel was down the boardwalk to the left. I don't know. Let's see if there's another picture.
It could be.
I'm wondering what time period this would have been. Well, there's Willie.
Yeah. What's he got in his hand?
It's a workout machine, you know, to
build
up your arm muscles. You bend it together.
Oh,
It says 1959.
And does it say where?
No. It just says, Willie Flynn works his arms, 1959. But it's the same chair and wallpaper.
The same paper.
Yeah.
As another photo that I didn't recognize.
No, it was the photo of Mary Ellen.
Oh, yeah.
At the beginning, when you, when she was, that was also 1959. It was one right near the beginning.
Would it be?
Yeah, Mary Ellen, 1959, she was in the same location.
Oh.
But you don't know where that, what house that is.
No, I don't.
I was wondering if it was Willie's house. But
Willie didn't have a house. He lived with the parents.
Oh, okay. Well, but when the parents died, because this is 1959.
Oh, no, where he lived then. No, he went to the Pioneers' home in Sitka, finally.
Okay. Now, did he marry?
No, he never married on account of his mother interfered on everything like that.
Oh, dear. But Owen married?
Yeah. Owen was the baby, and she favored him so much over Willie, and yet Owen did what he wanted, married, which she probably didn't want. Mm-hmm.
Willie looks like he had a good sense of humor.
He did.
He did. Yeah.
I always enjoyed being with him.
Yeah, he looks like he liked to laugh. Woman at Totem.
Yeah, that's not my mother. It's a lady I saw earlier in another picture.
So maybe a friend of your mom's.
Yeah.
But that's in Skagway, though.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. You recognize that.
It could be my mom. Kind of looks in a way like her, but I don't think she was that tall or would have worn those kind of pants either.
Okay. Okay, now that's it. I think we're back at the picture of with the horses.
Well, who does that say it is?
It doesn't. It doesn't say who it is.
Oh.
The man with the cigarette and the horses.
Well, to me it looks exactly like my dad or Uncle Lauren. They both look so much alike.
Yeah. So I think that is all of them. Let's see. That wasn't that many, was it?
No.
No, that's it. The only other thing is, let's see, I have the 1900 census.
Well, let's do that.
So we could talk about the names, but let me see if I can... Oh, yeah, okay. So it's the 1900 census broken up into by parts of town. Let's see.
Can you see that?
Yeah, I'm looking at it first before I show it to you because it's hard to see. Okay. Well, this gives people's names. But, let's see. It's organized in a very strange way. So, I'm going to see if I can find the... They have it by part of town. They have it by name and then by... where they lived. Like this is 13th Street. 17th Street.
Let's What's see. The name of the street?
Here's 22nd Street. This was in 1900, though. Your family wasn't there yet, were they? When did your grandparents... Let's see.
When did they move to Skagway?
Yeah, let's see. Let's check the Flynn's.
Georgie wouldn't even know that.
Well, but I'm going to look for the Flynn name.
Uh, and I never got to see their grave all the time I was up there, so I'm glad I
haven't seen that picture before.
No, but my sisters have, and they've told me about it.
Yeah, well, that's where it came from, Teeny, so she probably got it from her mom.
Yeah.
Okay, here's Flynn. Ellen Flynn, age, okay. In 1900, your grandmother, Ellen Flynn, was already in Skagway, and it says she was 32 years old.
Oh, that sounds about right.
And your grandfather, Patrick, was 33, and your mother, Nellie, was 7.
Oh, when they arrived.
So in 1900,
she was the oldest, so they didn't have Willie yet.
Well, there is a... So 1900, they were already there. I don't know when they got there, but by 1900, they were already in Skagway.
Oh.
Because it has Patrick, Ellen, and Nellie. Even though she was Helen, they have her listed as Nellie here. And then there's a Hattie Flynn. Maybe Jonathan. A John W. who was 4. Was Willie's name John?
Who? Not that I know of, but it could have been John W. Maybe it was John William.
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
Because it says this, whoever it was 4 years old.
Yeah.
So.
So my mom was the oldest.
Right. So in 1900 she was 7, so she was born in 1893. Right? Yeah.
So she was 3 years old, 3 years older than Willie.
I don't know. I don't know if John W. is Willie or if there was some other Flynn family. Maybe there was another family named Flynn. Because there's
there never was.
Well, there's a Hattie Flynn, H-A-T-T-I-E, and a Jonathan. They were both in their 40s. And then a Mary Flynn, who was 23.
No, they were relatives from Tacoma, because Mary Flynn, I met her. She was a sister to my grandfather, and she probably just went up to Skagway on a visit.
Well, this was the census, so they was probably living there. So Mary Flynn was your grandfather's sister.
Yeah.
And it says here she was 23, and he was 33, so they were 10 years apart. Was she quite a bit younger than your grandfather?
I didn't think she was that younger, but it's possible.
And did she have... No,
she had no children.
Okay. So I don't know who Hattie...
Her name was Mary Coyne.
Well, here it was Mary Flynn.
Well, she wasn't married yet. Yeah. Yeah.
So she became a Coyne?
Yeah.
But then I don't know who Hattie and Jonathan Flynn would have been. Because they were in their 40s.
No, I don't either.
Did your grandfather have any other sisters?
He had a sister, but she never went to Skagway that I know of.
Okay.
In fact, she was still alive about... 4 years ago, she contacted me, and then I went back to contact her later, and so did the girls.
Uh-huh. Right.
And they couldn't get her, so she must have passed away.
Yeah.
And they even went to her house in Massachusetts, drove there, they wanted to look her up, and went to the door, and nobody answered.
Hmm. Did your grandfather have any brothers?
Not in this country that I know of.
Okay, because I was wondering if Jonathan might have been a brother of Patrick.
That's possible, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the Flynns for 1900 in Skagway.
I think you got a pretty good deal of them there.
Yeah, I was going to see if there's any McAllisters that early. Probably not, huh?
The McAllisters were...
They came
there. See, my dad came up there, and my uncle had been there for 4 or 5 years.
There's a Samuel McAllister who was 60 in 1900. But maybe, probably not related.
No.
Unless they had a much older brother.
No, because we didn't have any Samuel.
Okay. I know who I was going to look up was Rapuzzi's. You mentioned the Rapuzzi's, and I was going to...
And did they spell McAllister the right way?
Yeah. That's why I wondered if it might be related. It just had one L. Let's see who else. Quite a bit of... A number of O'Briens and O'Connors. Good Irish. O'Rourke. Peabody.
A lot of Irishmen.
Yeah.
Because O'Briens, I had friends, they were over here 2 blocks on another type of apartment. They moved here on account of meeting us and saw our apartment. And they moved, they just retired here in California. But she was my best friend. Friend, and she passed away last month.
Yeah, that's too bad. Okay, Rapuzzi's. We were talking about the Rapuzzi's.
Yeah.
In 1900, it was George J. Rapuzzi was 43 years old. So that must have been the father.
Yeah.
And there was a Teresa who was 33, so perhaps that was his wife.
Yeah.
And then there was a Mary who was 13, a Andrew who was 10, so they were all older than you, Charles who was 9, Louis was 7, oh, a lot of children, Nita was 3, and then there's a listing of another George Rapuzzi. And his age is listed as 0.
Really?
Yeah. Well, so I'm wondering if there was a that was George Jr.
Well, I think there must have been 2 Rapuzzis.
No, I think it's all the same. I have heard of a George Rapuzzi who would fit to be this 0-year-old, would have been born in 1900, would fit.
Oh.
So, that does make sense. Now here this talks about...
Charlie Rapuzzi, I remember.
That was the
father.
Dad. Okay. Yeah. This has information about locations of people a little bit. And it says Tent Town near Moore's Wharf. Tent Town.
Tent Town.
Tent, like T-E-N-T. Tent Town.
Oh.
Does that sound familiar as
no.
a part of Skagway?
It was probably on the way up for the gold rush.
It says near Moore's Wharf.
There was no Moore's Wharf around Skagway.
By the time you were, yeah, that was earlier.
Yeah.
By the time you were there, that was gone. Was the Moore house there? The old Moore cabin and house? Do you remember?
No. Don't remember.
It was on 5th. It's on 5th or 6th, I can't remember. Over near the creek, near the mountain.
Oh.
Okay, well, any other family names you want to check on for 1900?
I remember the Kellers being there, the Blanchards.
Well, let's check the Blanchards.
The, Huckles, they were quite a family there. And the Suffolks.
Blanchard, there was a Dick Blanchard who was 28 years old. So maybe he was the...
father.
The father. Because there's nobody else listed.
Oh.
What did you see the...
And then there was...
The Hugels.
Kermsey's. And the... Edie Hugel.
Okay, yeah, here's a Hugel.
And,
Hugel. H-U-K-I-L-L.
Selmer, that was a popular...
The Selmers, you knew the Selmers?
Selmers, yeah, I knew them.
Okay. Here's a Cecil Hugel, David Hugel, Henrietta Hugel. So...
Maybe they just knew an Edie Hugel.
She must not have been born yet in 19... This is, you know, 20 years before you were born.
Yeah.
So, but the Selmers, what do you remember about the Selmers?
I remember the Selmers were a family. They had quite a few children, at least four.
Mm-hmm.
And they were mostly boys. And then... One of the Selmer boys went with Alice Story. Her name was Story, and she had a brother by the name of Dean. I had a crush on him. He was very handsome.
Alice and Dean Story, S-T-O-R-Y.
Yeah.
And one of the Selmers married her, or they just dated?
One of the Selmers was very thick with Alice, and I think they did marry.
Let's see, Selmer. Well, in 1900, there are no Selmers listed. Interesting. They must have come after 1900.
Yeah.
I know there was an Oscar Selmer, and now there's a Stan Selmer, but he's younger. He must be the grandson.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I know there were... Norwegian or Swedish or...
Yeah. I can't remember if Oscar was his father or his uncle. But yes, there are still still Selmers in Skagway. That's a tongue twister.
Is there?
Yeah. They still... Some of the, you know, grandchildren, they're still living there.
Oh.
Let's see. What was the other name you mentioned?
Stories and I wanted to know if he had a Nefcy listed. He was the marshal there.
What was his name?
Nefcy, N-E-F-S-I, I think.
Nefcy.
Or N-E-P-H-S-I.
And he was the marshal?
He was the marshal.
Did you get in trouble with the marshal?
No, but he and his daughter and I were quite thick. I used to go there and spend the whole day, and we'd get to go up. He lived in the courthouse. We'd get to go up on the top floor where they had the hearings and things and play up there.
Wow. Did you play in the jail, too? Was the jail in that building?
There was a jail in the basement. No, we didn't get in there.
What was his daughter's name?
Patsy.
Patsy. Let's see.
Nefcy. And I think she had a brother. There was just two children.
Well, not in 1900. There's no Nefcy listed. So...
Well, after that, they would have come up there, I think.
Yeah, they must have come up after that. But do you remember what kinds of things people got in trouble for that the marshal came around?
No, I don't. But I remember prisoners, when I would play with the daughter and we'd go through the main hallway of the house, there's prisoners sitting there because they're... hand was tied to the chair.
Oh. Was that scary to walk by the prisoners?
No, it didn't bother us.
Were they people you knew?
No. But I just remember that, playing with Patty a lot. And in the courthouse. Because I thought that was something, to go in the courthouse.
Yeah, you were pretty lucky to get to go in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder what kind of crime there was in Skagway at that time.
There wasn't too much of crime.
Yeah.
Really, because there wasn't that much drinking going on as there is nowadays.
Yeah, or during the gold rush.
Yeah.
Did it, when you were there, did it feel like a gold rush town still?
No, not really.
Okay.
Except when you went on the train and
right.
went up by there.
Yeah, because it had been, you know,
I really enjoyed rides on the train.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Well, it looks, I've ridden it down, and it's a beautiful, beautiful trip. There was another name you said, and I don't remember what it was.
Selmer and Nefcy, the yep. stories, and the stories had two sons and a daughter, and one of the sons went with my Uncle Owen. They're about the same age.
So they did stuff together.
Yeah.
Right. Did boys and girls play together when you were there?
Yeah, quite a bit.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But yeah. mostly the separate boys and then the girls.
Yeah. Well, some of this in the census is really interesting. It talks about the kind of jobs people did, like laborer, miner, teamster, lumberman, you know, cook, dairyman, carpenter, printer, where they came from. You know, say this was long before you were born, but... interesting. It's here's an O'Brien.
I remember an Italian family, the Doteros.
Hmm. A lot of.
But when she married, what did her name become? Rosie Dotero it was at first. Then Rosie something else.
Hmm.
And her mother owned a store there in Skagway.
Hmm. Well, here's interesting. The census, they listed people by where they were living in Skagway.
Mm-hmm.
And this one says huts and tents on the beach.
Really?
Yeah. People living on the beach at the Skagway, by the Skagway River.
Yeah, they could have.
You know, that was 1900. It was still sort of the gold rush time. So, yeah, interesting. Fun stuff.
Oh, and there was another family by... I had kind of a crush on the guy, a Cipriel. It was S-I-P-P-E-R-E-L-L, Cipriel.
Cipriel.
Yeah.
Hmm. Let's see if there's anybody there with that name in 1900.
They probably didn't come till later.
Yeah. We need the later census, but the next one is like 1950.
Is what?
The next census is too late.
Oh, yeah.
So, and they didn't have phone books, did they?
No.
No telephones, probably.
No. Oh, yeah, they had telephones, real old types. Yeah.
Did they talk, who did they talk to?
I know, trying to call on my grandparents, and I couldn't get through, he had to ring a thing.
Oh. Who were you trying to call?
Probably one of my friends. Patsy, Nipsey. Or... Yeah.
Okay, well, this is great. So was that fun to see those old photos?
But I remember they had those old phones. And then this one boy that used to come up and visit with the trophies, he was Italian, his name was Busey, his last name. Hmm. I had a crush on him, he was real handsome.
You had a crush on a lot of boys.
Yeah, I did.
So did you date all these boys?
No, I didn't. I was too young to date.
When you were 14, though, that summer, did you date anybody that summer?
Yeah, we did. I remember having Busey take us around. He was working for some outfit in a truck and riding around with him. I had a girlfriend with me, but... And then there was two Rapuzzi boys that I liked, Charlie and Joe. But they just had the two boys, I think, the Rapuzzis.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you went on a date with a boy in Skagway, where did you guys go? Where would you go?
Well, I never went on
any
dates. But later on... When I went up there, we went to the movies. They had a
movie theater?
They finally had a theater.
When was that?
That was in later years. But
so you would go back, after you were 14, did you go back to visit your grandparents again?
A couple of times, yeah.
Oh, just for a short visit?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's when the Army was up there.
Okay.
And I remember going to the movie with the soldier.
So do you remember what Skagway was like when the Army was there?
Kind of, yeah. It was nothing like the Juno spread, but it was, they had a much smaller spread, and it was out by the Pullen House.
Okay.
A lot of them stayed there.
Uh-huh. And then near the airport? Well, was the airport there yet?
I didn't have the airport.
Okay.
Then. But a lot of little boats would come up from Juneau.
And then do you remember them taking lots of things up on the train to build the Alaska Highway?
No, I don't. And would they take them up that way?
Mm-hmm. Some things. That's why Skagway became
more
useful during the war, because they could take things up to build the highway,
yeah,
up to Whitehorse.
I remember when we left Juneau, or left Anchorage, to come down here, we drove down the highway.
Mm-hmm. Was it paved yet?
No, it wasn't paved until we got to this town in Canada. Then it was Dawson City, I think it was.
Mm.
But it was a town in Canada.
It wouldn't be Dawson City, I don't think. I mean, that is a town in Canada, but I don't know that it would have been paved from there yet.
Yeah.
But
it felt so good.
There is a Dawson Creek. Maybe it was Dawson Creek.
Yeah. I remember it felt so good to get on pavement. Then we went from there on and came into Montana.
Okay. And then drove down here from there.
Yeah. First, we stayed a year in Seattle.
Oh.
We were offered George and this custom man that were very friendly. Why, Gordon was transferred to Seattle. And he married, and they had a beautiful house. It was up on this hill, I forget the name of it, and not too far from town. And you could see the whole city and the bay.
Nice.
And they called and asked us if we'd be interested in house sitting. And were we ever, because we were getting ready to retire and come down anyway.
Right.
So we said, yes, we certainly, under one condition, I had two poodles. If I could bring my dogs, you certainly can. So we lived there 9 months they were in England.
Oh.
And that's why we made the decision we weren't going to retire, because we had thought about staying in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
But it rained most all winter.
Right.
So I thought another Juno.
Yeah, it's just like Juno. We've had enough.
But it was just a real nice place to live. And then from the living room, you could look out on the whole bay of Seattle and the city. And from the kitchen, little table in the window, we looked down on Ballard, the main street, and all the traffic mm-hmm. there. So it was a fun place to live for that time.
That's great. Well, it sounds like you have fond memories of Skagway. You have fond memories of Skagway.
Yes, I do.
And your time there.
But I'm afraid if I see it now, it would be spoiled.
Oh, I was going to see. I was going to show you some pictures. Let's see. I'm going to...
But I didn't drink enough that...
I was going to... Yeah, I just put the recorder back on for that story that you said not only did your grandparents do homebrew...
Yeah.
They made dandelion wine.
Yeah.
And you got into it?
Yeah, I got into the wine once it kept in the closet.
Uh-huh.
And drank a little, and it was very tasty. But kind of sweet. I wouldn't like it now.
Yeah.
I don't like sweet wines.
No. Well, this is the waterfront of Skagway. Last fall of 2018, so yeah.
Oh. Well, it doesn't look too bad.
Yeah.
And like the train to go up to Bennett would go through there.
Yeah. Oh. So say that you went to church with your grandparents at the Catholic Church?
Yeah.
Do you remember where that was?
It was down toward town, but it was kind of one of the last streets up.
Do you remember when that would have been built?
No, I don't. It's when I first started being sent up there, it was already built.
Oh, okay. It was already there. Yeah, the other pictures I have are of the Chilkoot Trail and out. I can show you Dai. Just say that we are now done. I've worn Caroline out.
Yeah.